Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And again, welcome to the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're joined by Leah Bergman, now the coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team here on our Thursday Chats. Coach, you had a first-round bye, so you haven't played a game since we talked last. But as you move forward, you will have Tescott here in the semifinals coming up here actually this evening as this airs on Thursday. So Tescott, a team that's 10-10. You played them already once this season, beat them 54-30, but that was in the other gym there. So you play on the big gym here today. And looking at Tescott in this matchup as you start the postseason, what do you want to see from the group and what do you expect from the matchup?
Yeah, you know, it's been a little bit since we've played. You know, it was kind of go there for a while. I felt like we didn't, you know, have a break at all, and then we haven't played since over a week. So, you know, I'm hoping that the girls come out and play focused, are ready to play from the start of the game, because, you know, it's win or go home, and I don't think there's many teams out there that want to lose and go home. So Tescott's going to give us their best shot, and we have to be ready for it. We have to be ready to play our best game every time we step on the floor from here on out, because if we don't, we'll be done. And I don't think there's any girls on my team who want the season to be over. So I hope that they come out focused, ready to play, and hope we play well.
Do you see a group that is pretty focused, ready for the postseason here?
Yeah, you know, last week we had some good practices. Friday we took a day off, and I took them bowling, just kind of a mental break. You know, we sometimes you can – too many practices in a row can get kind of repetitive and boring. So that was just kind of a break, and we were able to go cheer the boys on, and that was good night for us and for the boys. And then these last couple of practices, we've been able to work on some things and get focused. You know, we're really drilling into things and getting into the details of stuff and trying to fine-tune some things, just go over review and just really hit the fundamentals, and hopefully if we can do those things, then we'll come out with a win.
Leah Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is the final chat of the season, so we thank you for taking the time to talk Lady Jays basketball all season, and best of luck as you try to get back to the state tournament.
Thank you. I appreciate you covering us all year.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. And back in the Locker Room Chats, Lance Bergman joining us now, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, just the one game, actually, since we talked last. You had Substate there on your first round on Friday against Stockton, and you dominated that one against a Stockton team that struggled all year, 62-16 the final. Daniel Eilert with 15, Edward Hrenek had 10. Just overall, how'd the game play out for you and picking up that win to open out Substate?
Well, really, we didn't start out very well, Dusty. We just looked flat. We looked nervous. Just had some, I'd say, postseason jitters, you know, so it was nice to have that just to get the kids experiencing the beginning of Substate, you know, knowing a game that you pretty much were pretty confident it was, and all you had to do was show up and win. You don't say that very often, but Stockton, just unfortunate for them, this isn't a great basketball this team or this year. And so we came out probably a little too relaxed. I watched some of the film just the other day, and I even talked to kids about it. But we pressing, but we were jogging. We weren't going the way we needed to, and they actually scored on us first. And it was just simply a lazy. But, you know, you got to get that out of the way, you know, get through that, get that experience. You know, the girls did a phenomenal job of dressing up and just making the fun atmosphere and, you know, just really making it feel like a playoff game. So that part of it was real nice. Now the kids have had a chance to get that under their belt, know what to expect, and just got to be ready and had a great week of practice, you know, just getting ready for what we know is going to be a really tough matchup. So,
yeah, Thunder is a team you've already beat once this season. I had a battle with them here earlier this year. You beat them 57-50 there at the end of the January, but they've only lost twice since then, and obviously with a four-game winning streak coming in, playing pretty good ball at 16-6. What do you need to do the second time around?
Well, we're going to have to take care of the basketball against their zone. I've heard they've, you know, tried some other things, just throw teams off, you know, to make that zone a little more effective. We're going to have to rebound. You know, we're going to have to try to keep the ball outside, out of the inside as much as possible and be strong. So those are things we know we got to work on. We've continued to try to focus on them in practice, and we know that that they're stronger than us. It's, I mean, it's no secret. They're a little bit bigger overall. So in that game at home, it was tied with 1:42 left, I think, was able to make some clutch shots down the end and make some free throws that was – to help us get that win. So it's not like it was an easy win or anything like that. It was a great battle, and it could have went either way. So hopefully we can do the things we need to get it to go our way again. We need to get them in foul trouble if we can, while staying out of foul trouble ourselves. And then just make sure we play our game and not theirs. I mean, they're coming off of a very impressive 106-11 win. So they put up a ton of points. Their confidence is extremely high right now, and they're dangerous when they're confident. So, you know, they know they can score the ball. And if they start shooting the way they did in the previous game, we're going to have a real tough time competing with them and getting the win. But hopefully we can play good defense and rebound and limit their possessions and then just take care of the ball on offense and get good shots. And hopefully the ball's going in for us. And at the end, when the horn sounds, that you know, we're able to continue to go on and get into a championship game on Saturday.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Sipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. This is our last chat of the season, Coach, even though you are still continuing on. So we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us, and best of luck as you try to get to the state tournament.
All right. Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Sipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Broshart Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Scott Germark with us now, the coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, you fell to Rock Hill 76-57 in the first round of your sub-state there on Friday. And boy, it was a close game there early in the second quarter, 12-10, and they made a pretty big run to create some separation. And you guys really never were able to kind of stop the bleeding. There were times where you're kind of trading basket for basket, but that wasn't enough in the end. You fall 76-57. Kylie Bergman finished with 25 for you. Lauren Brummett, 15, and Taylor Betts with 12. So offensively, it was kind of there for you, but Rock Hills was just on target there on Friday night, weren't they?
Yeah, when you look at that game, I mean, we did good the first quarter. I mean, it went how we thought it would, you know, close game, 10-8. That second quarter, man, I tell you what, they really took off, and they were just, you know, if I had more timeouts, if we had more than six timeouts, I'm sure I would have used all of them. But every adjustment, we threw every adjustment that I could think of at them, and And, I mean, hands down, I mean, they just flat out scored. And as a fan of the game, I mean, it was fun to watch, but as a coach, I didn't like it. But, you know, as a fan, you know, watching that Danica Frost shoot the three, I mean, she didn't miss. And just the way they were able to shoot, I mean, it was just a buzzsaw that, you know, you couldn't really stop. But, I mean, hats off to them. I mean, Coach Meisner had those girls going, and the way they put the ball in the hole is, I mean, they were just on.
Your first year as a head coach finishes at 15-7 there with the loss. You will have some seniors that you'll lose here: Taylor Betts, Kylie Bergman, Addison Walters, and Sydney Schmidt as well, who kind of didn't get to play there late in the season due to an injury. But kind of looking at this group, that your first group as a head coach, what are you going to remember most about this senior class?
Each of them individually and the way they improved. I mean, they improved so much from the very first day of practice. I mean, when you look at Kylie, I mean, probably one of the pure natural shooters, I mean, I've seen. I mean, her numbers speak for herself, you know, 43% from the floor and a 40% three-point shooter. I mean, she's just gifted in so many ways. And Taylor Betts, I mean, she's an all-around complete player. I mean, shoots good from the floor, can hit the outside shots, plays great on the defensive end and her length. And then Addison Walters, I mean, you look at a girl that pretty much just played JV her whole entire career, then starts for us this year, and then just to watch her grow and her ability to play defense, she made such big strides. And you know, we'll miss them, and we'll look forward to some girls stepping up next year. But I mean, just the way they carried themselves, and they were so coachable, and they took constructive criticism really well, and they were able to give feedback on what it is they saw. And overall, I think as a coach, they would be a group of girls that anybody would want on their team.
Scott Dermark, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here on the Locker Room Chats for the final time this season. Coach, we appreciate all the time talking Lady Knight basketball with you, and wish you the best of luck down the road, all right?
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it, man.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get 2 free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and 2 streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
3 ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. 1, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. 2, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. 3, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus Gig Internet, no commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Next Tech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katie Country 94. Drew Dusky joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside Boys basketball team. Coach, you did pick up a nice win there to open out sub-state play there on Friday against Rock Hills, a 59-41 victory, kind of pulling away there late and finishing things off. Ross Hudson had five threes for you in that one with 17 points. Jace Cunningham, 14. Reese Remus, 10. So you had three in double figures and kind of a workmanlike effort to advance on to the sub-state semifinals. How do you feel about the way the kids played Friday night?
Yeah, I thought we did a lot better job from how we performed when we played Rock Hills at Mankato earlier in the season. I thought our defense was better. We didn't let them kind of push us around in the post very much. And I thought, we were switching on our man defense. I thought we did a better job of limiting their drives inside. And then offensively, we didn't get it inside as much as I would have liked or stressed, I guess, that week in practice. But I thought our offense was more efficient than the last time we played them. And so overall, I was pretty happy with our performance.
So you move on now to the semis again coming up on Friday. You'll take on Clifton Clyde, and obviously you know how good this team is. They are 19-2 and had that first round bye. One of the things for them, they haven't played since February 17th, so they'll maybe a little rusty coming in. But just looking at Clifton Clyde, their losses are to Sacred Heart in the first game of the season and then Axtell in the league tournament there. So you know that they have a tough schedule and a very good team. What are your thoughts on Clifton Clyde, and what do they do that maybe will cause you the most concern?
Yeah, I mean, you look at they got a good post player. He's about 6'4", and we don't have anybody. Especially my starters are that big that can contest with that. So that's going to be something that might give us fits. And when you watch film on them, I know we played some quick teams in our league this year, but they look about the quickest team that I've seen so far. They're up in your face playing defense. And they get after you so well, and sometimes we've struggled this year of taking care of the ball when people get up and press us on the defensive side. So we're going to definitely have to take care of the ball, and they make it hard for people to run through their offense. And sometimes when our offense, doesn't click, we struggle to get good quality shots, and that's something they're probably going to try to take away, and that's something that we're definitely going to have to work at. And then defensively, we've got to keep them out of the lane, whether it's their guards driving or them throwing into the post, and then we've got to run them off the three-point line and try to make them a little bit uncomfortable. It's going to be a challenge, but we welcome the challenge, and we're happy to still be playing.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is the final Locker Room Chat, so we definitely thank you for taking the time all season long, football and basketball, the chat night basketball here this winter as well, and wish you the best of luck as you make this run of the playoffs.
Thanks, Dusty. We appreciate it.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
Our Nextech experts know what it takes to manage your business because we've done it ourselves, and we're still doing it today. We're your IT department when you don't have in-house staff. We're your affordable cloud phone solution. We're your physical security for assets that matter most, and we're still so much more. It's time to talk business at next-tech.com today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
You're listening to KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Jason Broadfoot here on the locker room chat, and we have Coach Nick Meisner of Rock Hills girls basketball team, and you had your first sub-state basketball game of this year and put up quite a number with 76 points against Lakeside and came out with the 76-57 win. Another impressive number. Danica Frost had 36 points individually.
We've been playing some pretty good ball lately here the last 2-3 weeks and kind of felt it was coming and we were peaking at the right time. And, you know, Lakeside got us 14 at home about a month ago, you know, and we felt like we didn't give them our best performance and we felt like they played pretty good and shot the ball well. And so that was a point of emphasis that, hey, let's shore up the defense a little bit. And although we still allowed 57 points, I wasn't real impressed with that. But, you know, hey, our offense showed up and a lot of our role players are stepping up and scoring, and then you add that big night by Danica Frost, and you know, on top of Warren, what she's going to do, all of a sudden we're an offensive firepower. Very unexpected when we're only averaging about 40 points a game, and we come up with 76 and outscore our season high of 52 by 24 points. You know, it's not hard to see that the offense was clicking, and the thing is it was still only 4 trays in that game, so you know, we're passing the ball, moving around as good as anybody I think right now. You know, we kind of had history working against us. It's been 13 years since we won a game, a contested postseason game, so you know, I told the girls, you know, we defied history a little bit, but you know, we're not going to call it a historic season yet for us and our program. We've still got work to do, but just really, really proud of how these girls played and to carry that momentum into Osborne.
And speaking of Osborne and that next game, you have them coming up next. And, you know, you can kind of see the improvement. You know, I know there's more to it than just the final score, but you can kind of see the improvement of your team in those finals. January 16th, 63-38, Osborne got the better of you. But a few days ago, 50-43, a much more contested basketball game.
Again, you know, we felt like the score was not real indicative of, you know, how we played that first time. I think we were down 8 or 9, you know, late in the third, and they kind of went on a run. And we've learned that might have been kind of the turning point a little bit for us. Coming in, we'd give them a better shot. And actually, it was a one-possession game with about a minute 40 to go. And then, a few things didn't go our way. That instilled a lot of confidence with our girls. I think they are starting to believe in themselves. My assistant and I, we've been pounding our heads against the wall trying to tell these girls, you know, you've got the talent. It is there. You've just got to believe in yourself and get some confidence. And I think we've got it. We're going to play Osborne a third time and one in a short turnaround. And I just couldn't be more prouder of these girls, how they've kind of responded. And, you know, I think we've kind of said it at this school, and two types of teams this year, ones that want to quit and ones that want to keep going. And I can tell you, and clocked out and said, hey, you know, let's move on to track or whatever. And that's a special feeling. You know, the other thing is this community has been through so much here in the last 6 weeks. We've kind of channeled our frustrations a little bit and our emotions to winning and not just winning for us, but winning for the community, because sometimes everybody needs to win, whether you're directly or indirectly involved.
Well said, Coach. And seeing as this is the last chat of the season, we want to congratulate you on the improvement the second half of the season and also wish you good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Great savings time through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Red, green, or black seedless grapes, only $1.69 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh family pack bone-in pork chops, just $1.99 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We have the Thursday night locker room chat and we have Zach Duffy, the boys head coach of Rock Hills. Coach, unfortunately, your season came to an end 41-59 against Lakeside in the first round of that sub-state. But Lakeside, a tough opponent, and when they're hitting some shots, they are doubly hard to deal with. And tell us a little bit about that basketball game.
Yeah, like you said, they made some big shots and some contested shots, especially Ross Hudson. He hit five trays on us, and you know, three to four of them were heavily contested. And you know, the guys, for the most part, I mean, defensively did what I asked them to do. We kind of got into foul trouble early and had to get out of our man, and then you know, going into a zone, and they were really hitting some shots from the outside. So our zone, it was just tough to rotate and get where we needed to get, and so that early foul trouble and then switching to that zone, that hurt us. But, you know, like you said, hats off to them. They made some real big shots, and they shot well from the field. And like you said, when they're knocking down outside shots, they got Remus on the inside. He's doing what he needs to and finishing inside and then kicking out when he needs to. They're a tough out, and they're a tough beat. So they did a really nice job on the offensive end, and then on the defensive end, I thought they did a good job of making us kind of settle for jump shots, and our shot selection wasn't always great, and we didn't get to the rim near as much as I would have liked to. But, again, that's a credit to them and forcing us kind of into some uncomfortable outside shots. And there was kind of a lid on the bucket for us, too.
Unfortunately, at the end of the season here, you have to say goodbye to a couple of seniors in Kenworthy and Dusky. What have they meant to the team?
I can't say enough about those two young men. Both phenomenal. You know, not only good basketball players for us and foundational pieces that have helped since I've been around, but maybe more importantly, and not maybe, for sure more importantly, just good young men. Two young men who are very coachable, who listen, who work their tail off every day when they show up, and who have set a very good example for this team and this program the last 2 years. You know, outside of basketball, they're going to go on to do really good things. I'm just so proud of them both, and I wish them nothing but the best, and we're definitely going to miss them next year.
All right, Coach, we definitely appreciate your efforts throughout the season, and we appreciate your time here with us on the Locker Room Chats.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Rock Hills Locker Room Chats brought to you by Kier's Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. A 3-pound bag of sun-kissed mandarins, only $3.99, now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh Haas avocados, 2 for just $1, now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, katycountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat with Sylvan Lucas girls head coach Craig Batchman. The postseason has started. You got a game underneath under your belt. You came out with a 58 to 15 win. What did you like on that first game that you want to see carried over into the remainder of the sub-state?
I thought we came out and got after it on the defensive side of things. We've really applied a lot of pressure. And then also offensively, I thought we shot the ball with a little bit more confidence than what we had been the last couple games.
It does get a little bit harder here, of course, as the postseason goes on. Rural Vista is your next opponent. What's one thing that you think you can get against them, and then conversely, one thing that they can probably get against you?
I think with our defensive pressure, I think that's going to help us. You know, I think we're going to have that defensive pressure because, they have some size down low. So that's kind of something that's going to be a factor for us is just that size. But I think if we can pressure out on the guards and stuff, it may make it a little more difficult to get those passes into their post players.
And if things go right on that one, you'll have Elira Christian, the number one seed. What do you know about them?
They play similar type basketball. They get some good athletes. I know they got a guard that's a really good shooter from outside, and I know they got a post player that does a good job on the inside. So, I think we match up well with them. Like you said, it's postseason, so it's going to continue to get hard and stuff, but that's what you want. You want that challenge, and hopefully you can show up and play well and continue to move on.
What's the one thing that you might have to just overachieve a little bit from, like, say, your regular season baseline that can carry you on through this little mini tournament?
I really think our rebounding, boxing out, that's going to be key in tomorrow's game and the next game. If we can really get after it and grab some rebounds and stuff, I think that'll put us in position to give us a chance.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for your time throughout the season, and we hope we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
This is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. This is the Thursday Locker Room Chat, and I have Sylvan Lucas boys head coach Jeff Starkey with us. And coach, you got the first sub-state game out of the way there, a 66-42 win over Lincoln. You came in as the number three seed, Lincoln the sixth seed, and you were able to get the win over a familiar opponent, 66-42.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. I thought Lincoln played well for a majority of the game. I thought the game was probably closer than the score indicates, and it's good to be tested right out of the gate, and it was nice to be able to pull away in the end.
Of course, now it gets a little bit harder. You have the number two seed, Canton Galva, coming up. And what's one thing you think you match up well with them, but what's another thing that might give you a little bit of a problem?
I think physically we're similar in terms of size. They're not a team that has, real tall kids. And then I think they're probably a little bit quicker than us. I think those are the two things, it's hard to tell, on film, basketball-wise, what the difference is between us and them. But they've had a successful season, so have we, and it's that time of the year where you're going to play good teams from here on out.
And then if things go right for you, in all probability, Elira Christian, the number one seed there, do you know much about them and what they bring to the table that put them in the number one seed?
They shoot the ball really well, and that's kind of been their MO, is that they're going to shoot a lot of perimeter shots, and then they shoot it at a high percentage, and they make you guard them all over the court. So they'd be a tough matchup as well.
What's the one phase of the game that you, if you kind of outperform your regular season, that you're going to go and you're going to move on?
I think turnovers. You know, in the games where we've struggled, I think turnovers have been a big indicator of that. And if we can take care of the ball and find good shots, we're going to have a chance to be successful.
Okay, Coach, well, we wish you luck in this week's weekend sub-state. And it's been a pleasure talking to you throughout the season. And have a great weekend and a great off-season as well.
All right, thank you.
Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.